He also looks a lot like Steve Armstrong.
The entire fucking night.
100%. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, who does he look like?
I'm Googling that right
now.
Yeah.
He's like, who does he look like?
Should I take offense?
I'm going to call him Steve. I'm going to fuck up and call him Steve.
I know.
This could go sideways if I don't like what Steve Armstrong
looks like. No, Steve Armstrong.
He's a Luddite. He's not on.
He's a good-looking dude. No, he's all over Facebook.
He's on Facebook. He commented on the
opening of brewery. He's all over.
It's open.
Is Steve Armstrong the professional wrestler?
No.
Pottstown United Brewing.
He's probably not going to have a picture on Google.
Go to beerbusterspodcast.com.
Am I going to go grab
and,
more
and search
more
beer? Him.
Go ahead, yes. Right. This is a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah. About what?
So Billy Joel's playing tonight.
Billy Joel?
Which is like, it's cool. Like, I've seen Billy Joel a bunch. Yep.
The link?
But we just found out Ben Folds is opening for Billy Joel.
I don't know.
So which means that Ben Folds and Billy Joel will potentially be playing together tonight, which would be really amazing to see.
Before my time.
I'm just coming to terms with mortality.
Supernaturally,
I wish I could have experienced it.
Supernaturally good piano players, the two of them.
I feel like I might be the oldest person here. When I was a little kid.
Well.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Rich is older.
Rich is a little older than you. But
I Glass Houses, Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I played that cassette on this little cassette player about the size
of this box. Like,
he says a cassette.
What's a cassette?
It broke. I think when I was like 3 or 4, that was like I played that like incessantly.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I've never had a cassette before.
I had many cassettes.
Are we ready for some beer or what?
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie theater in Muhlenberg where they'd have the nights where you could bring your own bag?
Oh, you bring a trash bag full of
people
popcorn.
People bring trash bags and they'd fill it with
the
popcorn.
The Dollar Theater?
Yeah, I remember that.
I do remember that.
God,
I saw the second Mortal Kombat movie in that theater.
Oh, I'm
I saw
sorry
Spice
to hear
World
that.
There. Oh. You might have been with me, actually.
I think I was, yeah.
Dan and Christian are going to hang out with our dessert beers.
I love dessert beers. I'll tell you
Me
what,
too.
I'm crazy about Atwater's Blueberry Cobbler.
I don't think I've ever had it.
You're missing out.
Apparently. Good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Is there cinnamon stick in it?
No.
Unfortunately, it's the only thing it's lacking.
It probably would be a better
he
beer.
He has written a few letters, hasn't heard anything back yet.
You're letting down your constituency, advocating for a non-cinnamon stick beer.
There's a place for cinnamon sticks, but it can't be all cinnamon sticks all the time.
I do push for a lot of cinnamon sticks. I'm not going to lie.
I think that is the episode title, Cinnamon Sticks.
I was thinking that, too.
It's a huge argument.
You need to drink this and watch the Muppet Movie now.
I don't know anything about the Muppets. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's why you need to watch the Muppet Movie while drinking this beer.
I don't know if I can watch
Puppets?
You know, hand figures.
It's not a children's movie.
Oh, the Muppet Movie's really good. It's not. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
before
really
my time.
No, that just...
There's also...
I think it was before all of our time.
There's also Muppet Treasure Island. There's
Muppet Treasure
Island.
No, you've got to watch it. If he's going to start, he has
Muppet
to watch
Christmas
the Muppet
Carol.
Movie.
What That's was the much. One that just came out a few years ago?
The Muppets.
There's the Muppets.
Yeah.
There was, the reboot was the Muppets. It was produced by Jason Segel, and he starred in it. And then there was Muppets Most Wanted, which I didn't see the second one.
I like that movie.
If you watched the movie about him breaking up with his girlfriend, he actually...
Sarah Marshall?
Yep.
Yeah.
He did a musical about Muppets, so that's ironic. Maybe he has a weird like obsession.
Could be.
Muppets.
Could be. Yeah, he did the Dracula musical in that.
He just knows what's good in the world.
I don't know if I like hand figurines.
He's got a felt fetish.
It's
weird. It's weird.
Isn't it a thing in the South where they like soak pickles in like Kool-Aid or something?
What?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sounds like an atrocity.
I just spent 3 weeks in the South and I did not see any
Rich
of
is nodding. He's heard of this. Of course he has.
Really?
Yeah, in Kool-Aid? Yeah. You could do a beer with that concept somehow.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
What's the point of that?
I have no
idea.
Yeah. Do they taste like
just a
sweeter?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you take a pickle that's already...
Someone who is familiar with this, please call us. Yeah. What's the number?
805-991-BEER.
Tell us about
Kool-Aid pickles.
I need to learn about
that. I just found a recipe for Kool-Aid pickles.
There you go.
It can't be hard.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's just...
Take pickles,
put them in a jar of Kool-Aid, and let them go.
People fry butter.
They do. So. Sticks of butter.
Let's be realistic.
I completely expected a 555 number coming out. I had no idea a real phone number was coming.
Yep.
We actually have a phone number.